Hello and welcome to Bart Cop Radio. My name is Bart. Today's show is either show number 15 or it's episode 1. We won't know till we're done. But sit back and relax. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. We're going to try to light you up. So, welcome to today's show. Got a lot to do. Let's get started. First thing we need to do is run down the checklist. Be sure we got everything we need to make it a successful show. And as you know, number one on the checklist is the traditional and ceremonial shot of Chinako Añejo, as my good friend Tommy says. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Okay, let's just jump right into it. First thing up is the best Arnold story I've ever heard, and it's told by someone that likes him. But you're probably going to think less of Arnold when this story's over. Check this out. This is Eliza Dushku, who's going to be starring in that brand new science fiction show, True Calling, where she's the morgue lady and she talks to the dead, and then she goes back in time and fixes their last day for them. Sounds like a Twilight Zone. But here's Eliza Dushku talking to Conan.
You know, I was thinking today, and I was thinking, when's the first time that I saw you in something? And I think the first time I saw you, and probably a lot of people, is when you played Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid.
Yeah.
In True Lies.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. And that's where I saw you for the first time. And I thought, you must have been pretty young when you did that.
Yeah, I was 12 years old.
So what was it like to meet Arnold when you were 12 years old?
It was really weird. It was cool, though, because I got to invite my friends to come to set and stuff and hang out. And I was like, hey, you want to come to Washington, D.C. and hang out with Arnold? And they were like, yeah, right. But he delivered, because one of my best friends, Allie, showed up and came into the trailer, and he was like all in his wardrobe, and he said, let's go to Planet Hollywood right now. Let's get in my Hummer and let's go to Planet Hollywood. And my friend was kind of like dumbfounded, but we did, and we get in his Hummer, so we start driving there, and as we're nearing Planet Hollywood, Arnold busts up on the curb and starts like chasing people, like tourists and pedestrians, down the sidewalk.
Wait a minute, you can't do that. That's illegal.
The window. And he was,
is he like yelling, "I am Arnold, get out of the way"?
He thought it was.
What is he doing? What does he think he's doing?
He's just, you know, trying to like amuse the children.
Now wait, doesn't he also own a part of Planet Hollywood?
Yeah, that's, you know, why we got to get him.
That's right. We are going to the Red Fountain Island.
Get out of the way.
So he takes to the restaurant, and what's he like? Is he good with kids? Is he funny with kids?
Yeah, he had children of his own, and he was really good. We ate a meal, and we had, you know, best seat in the house, and then he ordered this dessert plate with every dessert on it, and Allison was really nervous, and she kind of couldn't really speak. So he was trying to loosen her up, and so there was this big piece of German chocolate cake on the thing, and he says, Allison, I smell this cake. It smells like lemon to me. It's so strange because it looks chocolate. He's like, smell this. And so she kind of like really nervously like gets up, and he stuffs it all in her face.
What? It's a little girl. It's a little girl, and he's got like a forearm, like a ha ha ha. I'm a joke on you.
She was legitimately terrified.
She was terrified. She didn't think it was.
She ran in the bathroom.
She ran away.
Arnold was like, I was just trying to make friends. I was like, no.
This always happens to me. I crush the girl with my hands, and then she gets mad. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I would love it if Arnold had his own children's show.
In retrospect, I mean, for her, it's a great story, you know?
It's a good story now, because she's had reconstructive surgery on her jaw.
Boy, how about that Arnold? He definitely knows how to handle them women's, don't he? All right, next thing up. Oh, if I had mentioned, it's a clip-heavy show. We got a lot of clips that have accumulated over the last week or two. Sorry about the delay. I've been trying to crank these out faster, but I got stuck behind this lady in a van full of kids trying to make a left turn, and that's where I've been for the last 2 weeks. Next clip. Funniest woman in the world had a good night. Wanda Sykes was on Leno a few days ago. And I think she just tore the house down. Now, I can't do the whole act. Well, first, I wouldn't want to. And B, that would be wrong. So I just grabbed a few snippets together. So my editing's not the best, but we probably saved a lot of time, and you get just the punchline. So here's a little bit of Wanda Sykes pretty much hitting every topic that's in the news today. Here we go.
Now, I got to ask you something. I haven't seen you since the Emmys, and I saw Saturday Night Live did a sketch about this. And
yeah.
Now, what happened? You and Cosby, it looked like there was a little bit of tension.
A little tension, huh? So I said something to Mr. Cosby. people kept talking about it the next day, and then Saturday Night Live did a sketch about it, you know, this week. And I'm like, dang, this is great, you know, because it's publicity. You know, people talking about it. I'm like, I wish he'd have shoved a pudding pop up my ass. You know?
Now, how about this whole Siegfried and Roy thing with the tiger?
Oh, man. Yeah, that was crazy. The tiger just snapped, man. You know, if people say that the tiger, what happened was that the tiger was disoriented. I'm like, yeah, he's in a damn casino. I guess. You know, then they're trying to blame it on some woman's hair. They said
the woman had big hair in the front.
Have you seen Siegfried's hair? The tiger worked with Siegfried night after night, but they're going to try to blame it on some poor woman from New Jersey? Come on, man.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Now, how about this Kobe Bryant scandal? What do you got there?
Oh, boy, poor Kobe.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, yeah, you mentioned he got the tattoo.
Right.
But to me, he should really save some space for all those good prison tattoos he's going to get. You know, because... Oh, they're the best ones, the prison ones. The prison. Y'all sit there like you don't believe Kobe's going to jail. You know he's going to jail, right?
Well, you think he'll be convicted?
Wow. Oh, Kobe's going away. As a matter of fact, his wife, I know his wife should be mad. He bought her a ring.
$4 million.
$4 million, bought his mother-in-law a house.
Right.
Yeah, if I was her, I'd be like, look, you got to stop spending up my money. You know. I'm about to put you on a budget. You know, you're going away for a while, baby. I might have to put you on a budget. You can't be spending my money like that.
Yeah.
But you know, they said in the court, they said that the girl is claiming that, you know, when she was trying to leave, Kobe blocked her path.
Right.
You know, and Phil Jackson said he's just happy Kobe's playing defense. Yeah. So,
Well, I'm glad you said it, not me. How about Rush Limbaugh being in trouble? What do you make of that?
Rush Limbaugh, man. You know, Rush tried to tell us, man. You know, he said that he made a statement. This was back in 95. He said that too many whites are getting away with drug use,
right,
and they
right.
need to be caught and sent up the river. That was his cry for help right there. He was telling us.
We weren't listening.
You know, he said talent on loan from God. Who knew that God was Spanish for Chico, my drug dealer? He was taking up to like over 100 pills a day.
Yeah.
100 pain pills. What kind of pain was he in? Evil Knievel didn't take that many pills.
I'd like to remind everybody that for the best in internet silversmithing, go to mickraceley-silver.com. That's mickraceley-silver.com. If Mick can't do it, it can't be done. You saw what he did with that Chinako belt buckle, and you've seen a couple more examples on the page. Give old Mick a call, or give him a click, and see if he can't fix you right up. Thank you, Mick, our only advertiser. How many of you have been around long enough to remember the Bart Cop Quiz? Bart Cop Quiz is undefined and unwritten down. A lot of you know what it is, but one of its big planks was, who picks the prayer? If you're going to have prayer in school, who will pick the prayer? And that gets you every time. One of my first victories, 1995, made G. Gordon Liddy do the little dance on his own radio show because I faxed him a deal saying, hey, Gordon, if you got a class full of diversity, who's going to pick the prayer? And he said, well, blah, 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 blah. And he just gave a non-answer because he was stuck. If you answer that question, you are stuck. So here it is. My good math tells me 8 years later. You were on page 15A of the Tuesday USA Today. Big headline at the top, church and state standoff spread over United States. Alabama, Maryland, and other states have become battlegrounds over whether religious monuments are appropriate on public land. Many say in poll that displays of faith are fine, comma, but that depends on whose faith. Now see, who picks the faith? So here's a little polling data for you. Do you approve of the inscription in God We Trust on coins? 90% said yes. Well, it's hard to have a really bad opinion about that. I mean, I'm so against it. I'm not gonna use any money. Yeah, that's an option. Second question: non-denominational prayer at public school ceremonies. 78% said yes. Well, what the hell's a non-denominational prayer? What if I want to bring my rattlesnake out at the football game? So 78% say yeah, that's okay if it's non-denominational. I guess that's a God bless us all. I guess it's non-denominational. Third question, monument of the Ten Commandments in a public area. 70% said yeah. Now, they are stupid, and I'm going to explain why in just a second. Long-time readers, you know where I'm going, but what are you going to do? Every day you pick up the newspaper, it's the same news again and again. This is the Bart Cup Quiz, Prayer in School, chapter number 694. We just get the same news again and again because the monkeys can't learn. You know the deal about the monkeys sitting down, that you get 100,000 monkeys at a typewriter, and they'll pretty soon they'll type out War and Peace? Well, not if they're Republican monkeys, they won't. It'll just be gibberish forever and all time. Okay, next question. Monument of the Quran in a public place, 33%. Oh, now it's all different. Oh, interesting. When you wanted the Ten Commandments, 7 out of 10 said yes. When you wanted the Quran, it's, 3 out of 10 said yes. Well, now, wait a minute. I thought you liked prayer in a public place. Hold on. See, this just drives me nuts because it happens again and again and again. They say we want the one true God to be displayed. And the guy standing next to you and says, well, which God's that? And you say, well, the true one, you idiot, the Catholic one. And he said, well, no, the Lutheran one's the true one. No, the Quran, no, the Muslim, Buddha, yakety, yakety. It's just the same thing over and over. The only way out of this, and doesn't it figure, a moron from Oklahoma, IQ of 64, ADD, slow-witted at best, can figure it out, but all the Supreme Court can't figure it out, the judges, the lawyers, nobody can figure it out, the church can't figure it out. What the hell is wrong with people? Aren't you ashamed of yourself losing to a moron in Oklahoma? Okay, next question. Federal funds for social programs run by Christian organizations. 64% said yes, tax me more and give it to the Christians. 64% of the people said tax me more and give my money to the Christians. Next question. Federal funds for social programs run by Islamic organizations. All of a sudden it's down to 4 out of 10 say, well, it might be okay. Well, geez. So that means the Islamic religion is the gutter religion, and the Christian religion is the real religion. So we're being told which religions are legitimate and which aren't. Now, I think they all are not legitimate. I think it's all a bunch of hooey. I think it's all Easter Bunny and all that is just nutty as hell. You can't possibly believe in a religion and be a logic man or a logistician, whatever that word is. So can't we just put all this aside? I know. What do you say Sunday? We do the religious stuff, and the other 6 days, we use our heads and act like normal people using facts and logic. Now, that's a good idea. The 1/7 plan. Yeah, that's a ticket. On Sunday, you just be as whatever goofy a nut as you want to be. But the other 6 days of the week, you have to act with some logic and use a little science in your decision-making. I think that's a good idea. We're going to be on to something. I'll talk to my elders at the Church of Reality. But anyway, in closing, This Bart Cup quiz is going to come up 1,000 times if there's 1,000 more days before my peach truck hits me. Every day, the same news. The monkeys cannot learn. They say, yes, religion is good. And we say, well, I got a religion over here. And they say, oh, no, that one's bad. And so all of a sudden, we're back to where we were when Bart said, let's not do any of it. Let's go to church and pray. Let's go to school and learn shit in school. Let's do algebra and geography and science and Spanish and all those other things in school. And we'll leave the goofy religious stuff for just the Sundays, just to kind of keep it out of the way.
Things are going crazy here in New York City. Maybe you heard about this. Over the weekend, they find out that a guy here in New York City in a one-bedroom apartment or a studio apartment has a 400-pound tiger. He's keeping a 400-pound tiger in his apartment, and they got the guy, and you know, you got to give him credit, he had a pretty good excuse. He said it was the only cat big enough to scare New York City rats. Said, all right. So now, if this ever happens to you, here's what they did. The 400-pound tiger, they crawled up in a window above the tiger, and they shot him with tranquilizer darts, and then they were able to put him in a net and carried him out of the building that way. I believe it's the same way that ESPN got rid of Rush Limbaugh. I think it's the same.
Well, team coverage of our top national story. It is breaking news. Rush Limbaugh today announcing he's headed to rehab.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Talk show host Rush Limbaugh is telling his audience today he is taking a 5-week hiatus. This is what Limbaugh said on his radio program just a few moments ago.
I am addicted to prescription pain medication.
Once again, talk show host Rush Limbaugh telling his audience that he is taking a five-week break. He is saying on his radio program that part of what you have heard in the past about allegations that he had been involved in an investigation into painkillers is true. He says his show will continue, but again, a five-week break for talk show host Rush Limbaugh. This has been a special report from ABC News.
As someone pointed out on the page, Rush is not addicted to prescription painkillers because he does not have a prescription. He's addicted to whatever pills that woman got from the parking lot at Denny's. All right, here's little Dave making fun of Bush. Can't beat that.
Here now is the George W. Bush moment of confusion.
We also got to make sure other people treat us fairly. Our manufacturing sector needs to be fairly fair.
Let's hear that one more time.
Manufacturing sector needs to be fairly fair.
It sure does.